Tackles in here, the podcasting beast from the East, with the Professor John Gotti, the King of RNG, the Troll Master, the Data Analyzer Ninja, the Conqueror of his own fate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Cleaner, Professor Omega. That guy terminates, and he's also Prophidamus. How you doing there, sir?
I'm just trying to escape the Elimination Chamber. That's all I'm trying to do. And be the wise man on the road to WrestleMania of our tribal beast, the head of the table, the Sultan of Squat, the Pied Piper of podcasting, the sanitizer, Doc Lesnar. How you doing, man? It's Tuesday.
Man, I am doing really good. Trying to bake and shake, I guess, or shake and bake, however you want to put it.
Tickle the twine on the pine.
Something like that. But, you know, make some changes, make some adjustments, some audibles, some quick calls on the fly, so to speak. But speaking of, you know, changing things on the fly and having to call audibles, today we are going over a Bleacher Report article that we saw yesterday, pretty much highlighting some of the quarterbacks that may or may not be on the move this season.
This upcoming offseason.
Oh, well, this upcoming offseason. I mean, I always like to say that it's an extension of the season. I always look at it that way because I don't think offseason gets enough love, personally. Offseason is really, really for the diehards, I think.
Of course. It's for the diehards. It's also for the, you know, people who enjoy speculating and propagating and have propagandas. But yes, you are right. It is definitely for the diehards, those who enjoy general manager mode and Madden, like Doc El Idolo.
That's right. The EFL commissioner, right? But yeah, I think this is a pretty good list. I mean, I agree with some of it, not with all of it, of course. But I mean, let's start from the top here, Johnny. We have Tommy Brady.
Thomas Edward Brady Jr.
Right. The first sentence kind of weird. I don't think Tom is going to go out there and try to play for a different team. I think that's what would bring his legacy down. You know, that would take him from competitor to ring chaser. And that happens.
I don't think that applies to Tom Brady. I don't think that I'm going to have to strongly disagree with that statement, sir.
He wanted to leave the Bucks, you know, he forces a trade because, you know, we can't afford to bring, you know, the band back together again. And he wants to go to a team that's, you know, a competitor like Tennessee or, I don't know. I can't even think of another team right now. I'm just going to say Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know, you don't think he would start to kind of dwindle? Like, if he won that eighth championship, you know, that one would be kind of tainted because he didn't stay and ride it out with the Bucks.
No. 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 I feel like the term ring chaser is something that a lot of people like to just say, and I'm not putting this on Doc, of course, but you know, people always make that declaration that someone's ring chasing and they don't really understand the definition of it. I don't think Tom Brady, if he goes to, let's say, the Titans, even though Duke would be highly conflicted whether or not he'll be absolutely overjoyed that he get Tom Brady or pissed off that they got Tom Brady, but that's another story for another day.
I think you get over it after he joins the team because, you know, we all kind of go through it.
I know. I mean, I still wouldn't get over if, you know, that person decides to join the Knicks, but I've been on that bandwagon for years. But he brings more than just, okay, we have an opportunity to win a championship. Like, he helps change the culture. And that's something that you alluded to at the end of last season, was the fact that he brought a championship mentality. It wasn't just, oh, I'm here and I'm going to lead us to the promised land. It's like, I'm here, but we're all going to learn you know, to act accordingly, act like champions outside of this season, of course, with the Bucks because of the Antonio Brown situation. But it helped elevate because he has a certain level of expectation when it comes to his teammates.
But when you think about it, two playoff appearances back to back is, I mean, that's something the Bucks really haven't seen in decades. A while. So
yes,
so I think that's good. The prediction here is that Tom Brady calls it a career. However, after
I feel like that's what everyone's, you know, pushing towards. Like, let's just be honest. Everyone's been pushing towards Tom Brady to hang it up after the news that occurred on Saturday with him. Right. Air quotes, folks, announcing his retirement.
Honestly, I think he gives it one more go.
I mean, and the fact that, and like you talked about, the fact that they probably won't be bringing the band back together. I think not bringing the band back together might actually be better.
I agree. Because some people, I think some people just need to go. Personally, you know, although Ndamukong and Sue, like, played really well up until the end, you know, how long are you going to really ride on 35 and 36 year old defensive tackles? You know what I mean? Like, eventually you got to get some young guys in there that can, you know, really start to compete, which is why I'm happy they got Vita Vea. You know, they got Tryon out there. They got Anthony Nelson still coming along. So it's not like they don't have any young guys that can get some.
This is a great opportunity to see, you know, what the young guys got.
Exactly. But moving on to number two here, we got Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, obviously, he had some injuries.
This is what I was talking about with people like to add propaganda around.
Yeah, this is definitely big propaganda. This is doubling down. This is the definition of doubling down right here. Obviously, they have new head coach Nathaniel Hackett, who, you know, could want to upgrade the position. I mean, with Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock, you know, not showing any promise. Drew Lock, I don't know what happened, but he has not shown it. Maybe Nathaniel Hackett can get more out of Drew Lock, but this article has Teddy Bridgewater, who is starting to look really, really Tyrod Taylor-ish, which is very unfortunate. You know?
That's something you don't want. You don't want that very Tyrod Taylor-ish moniker to you. And we both like Tyrod Taylor, by the way. Like, we still think that he hasn't truly gotten a chance due to always getting unfortunately injured. And the person who replaced him end up, like, shooting off like a rocket.
I mean, that's the only thing that Teddy Bridgewater has for him, that the people replacing him usually don't take off like a rocket.
No.
But Teddy Bridgewater, they're saying he signs with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which I'm just not buying. I'm not buying that one.
No.
I'm not buying that one.
Honestly, I could see him going to the AFC North.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Panthers brought him back, because he was actually cooking for the Panthers. It's just injuries again.
I'm not going to go with the Panthers right here. We'll continue on. The next one we have is Kirk Cousins. And of course, the $45 million man. The guy people keep saying is he honestly didn't have a terrible season. Again, part of the issue was coaching and play calling because they didn't know what kind of team they wanted to be.
Well, the good thing is, and this is where that segue would have came in here about the Vikings bringing in Jim Harbaugh as a coaching candidate. But I think Jim Harbaugh comes in. Kirk Cousins probably does play his final season. Absolutely. Actually, I think anybody that comes in to take this job, Kirk Cousins is going to play.
He's going to play his final season. Yeah.
And then it's possible that they still draft a quarterback this year in the draft.
And that's fine. Have him have 1 year behind Kirk Cousins. You know, learn the ropes. That then the next season he'll be given the keys to the kingdom. It's perfect. That's called true transitioning. Instead of let's just hot shot this rookie into the starting quarterback role, whether or not he's a, you know, first round pick or not is, you know, repetitive. Like, it doesn't matter. But you just throwing him straight into the wolves and hoping for the best. Sorry, Drew Lock.
Hilarious. Yeah, I get it though. But unless I mean, unless Kirk Cousins lights it up, you know, this next season, and you just can't get rid of him, so you give him an extension and you sit that rookie down just a little bit longer. He was close to
4,500 yards with 33 touchdowns, but only set 7 interceptions. Like, he did his job.
It's just about getting the W's, man. I mean, wins and losses fall on the quarterback. You know how it is.
Oh, I know, but, like, in this case, like, if he had, like, you know, 15, 16 interceptions, like some of those QBs on that QB index we talked about this season, you know, yeah, I can understand, you know, them just trying to get rid of him because of the cap.
True, true. Next, we got Aaron Rodgers, the ultimate. Aaron Rodgers, who... I don't know if he wants to come back. I mean, obviously, they have some cap issues. Davante Adams might not be there. He's already complained about weapons. But he also doesn't want to play for a rebuilding team.
Which is why when you said last year.
Yes. It would be great.
I now believe that.
Yeah.
At first, I thought that you was insane. I thought you were just trying to, you know, be Doc and always talk about all these players going to the Bucks, but now all these dominoes have fallen into its perfect circle. I can now see that happening.
I mean, it would just make sense. You know, if
I just don't think that I don't think the football world wants Aaron Rodgers to leave the Packers and go to an actual contender.
I think the Bucks will be the most hated team for the next decade.
They were the most hated team this year before the Rams got OBJ and Von Miller.
True. But I think it would depend. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers comes to the Bucks, number one, like, is he doing things for the team, like Tom, like, you know, taking, you know, converting your salary into bonuses and, you know, doing some of those things. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't know if Aaron's ever done that. I don't get that news, but I don't know if Aaron's ever gave up money to help the team and things like that, you know, signing team-friendly deals. I think he might have done, but I mean, this article predicts that he'll play for the Packers in 2022.
Again, that's what I was talking about. Everyone wants him to remain with the Packers so he can retire as a Packer instead of him leaving and going to, like, a contender, you know, like a Titans.
Yeah. 49ers. I mean,
we're making Duke very, very happy with these names, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, he can go to a couple teams and really carry them over. But I kind of like this next one here.
He could be just like Brett Favre and go to the Vikings.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm kind of like a number five here. Mitchell Trubisky, obviously backed up, you know, or he's a backup in Buffalo, you know, backed up Josh Allen. Get an opportunity to reset, you know, let people forget about him. I mean, he was a 29 and 21 as a starter, so it wasn't like he was horrible. It's just with the high draft pick stock, you know, he just didn't live up to the hype. And the fact that there were other quarterbacks that just, you know, made him look like a bad pick.
Yes.
But I kind of like what this says here. Trubisky signs with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Trubisky can beat out those two guys.
I think Trubisky would cause one of those two guys to be traded. But I also still think that there is a strong possibility that Pittsburgh may roll with Teddy B.
That's a good one. Yeah, I don't know. You kind of give me Cordell Stewart vibes. But Trubisky is a good pick. Mason Rudolph, Dwayne Haskins, and Mitchell Trubisky in a battle. Ugh, that sounds rough. I think Trubisky would win it, though.
Yeah, hands down. Free.
I think it would maybe be Mason Rudolph out, in my personal opinion. I think Dwayne Haskins can still compete. He just has to take care of his off-the-field issues. Number six, the guy that everybody wants traded, you know, even though he hasn't played all season, And honestly, I think this has something to do with the Texans internally. I don't know, because there's no way you just pay a quarterback, you know, millions of dollars to stay home. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not buying it. Something about this that just isn't sitting right with me. My cousin texted me and he was like, it's not like he's not getting paid. Nope. So I'm curious to see. I think this will be done early in the offseason or mid offseason. I think he'll be traded. I don't think he comes to the Bucks. You know, I think this is one that we're ruling out here. I don't think this happens. But I do agree with the prediction. He's traded after the start of free agency, but before the 2022 NFL draft. I can buy that.
I'm trying to think what team would actually trade for. Because the problem is, like, before all that stuff came out, they would have gotten, you know, the land's milk and honey from. Now you may end up with maybe a sixth and maybe a seventh round pick for him.
Yeah, but I was thinking maybe a between 4 to 6, maybe 2 fours, possibly. But I mean, this says here the uncertainty surrounding availability may leave Watson as a backup target for a team that doesn't land Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. Yeah. So I could see that. He said he wants to go and play for the Giants. So, you know, maybe the Giants are in order. You know, maybe the Falcons take a shot, depending on what they decide to do with Matt Ryan. I don't know. I just hope that Tampa doesn't, you know, fall for that particular bait.
Yeah. But number 7, speaking of Russell
Wilson.
They have him staying one more year in Seattle. The love story has one more chapter. Doc, I could see that actually happening.
Well, yeah. I mean, the dead cap dropping from $26 million to $13 million with one more year. I think that's, you know, that's a good business move just to hold on to him for one more year. Let him play the full season. I mean,
again, the problem wasn't the fact that he wasn't playing well. It's just that when he got injured, yeah, I should have shut him down.
Should have shut him down. Yep, I would have shut him down. But I mean, he's still playing at a pretty high level, not really throwing a lot of picks, moving the ball really well. Yeah, I think this is a no-brainer. Just stay on there. I think him and Pete Carroll could be out if they don't have a successful season. So it
doesn't matter. Will agree with that. That I will agree with.
All right. The number 8 here. Jameis J. Boo Winston.
Your boy.
Obviously, coming off a torn ACL. His stock may have went down just a little bit. But, you know, Sean Payton out. You know, they're over. This says they're projected to be $76.1 million over the cap, Will.
Yes, because this season was $200 million.
I thought it was going up to 214 or 215 or something. I think they're just over because they overpaid people.
Yes. They got some cap relief with a lot of unrestricted free agents and restricted free agents heading out. But, yeah.
But Jameis Winston.
This is the backdraft, folks, of going all in.
But Jameis Winston, they have him signing with the Carolina Panthers.
God, they just don't want him to leave the NFC South, huh?
Yeah, and some people honestly said that he'll be back with the Bucks. I did see that. I mean, some people have him back with the Bucks.
I mean, I don't care about what some people have to say. I want to hear what Doc has to say about that.
Well, right now, Tom.
I mean, the prodigal son returning home.
I mean, obviously, Jameis played much better. And he got a chance to leave, get some experience from, you know, playing under Drew and, you know, playing with Sean Payton. He looked a lot better, you know, in that system. It's a possibility. And honestly, I think if I'm really thinking about this, Jameis would be the perfect Pittsburgh Steeler back quarterback.
Ooh.
That's my opinion. Jameis would be a good Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback.
How insane would it be if he pulls a Willie Beeman and follow Byron Leftwich?
Mm. Depends on where Byron's going.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would be interesting. That would be interesting if, let's say, Byron got the Texans job or something. And then Jameis is like, you know, oh, I'm going to take over that new expansion team. And I just signed Jameis Winston as my starting quarterback.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be interesting. But we'll continue to watch out for some of these. They all look pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for all seasons to officially begin because this is going to be awesome.
I know we're going to have the reads, but you know, something else I know. I know that people heard this podcast on their favorite podcast platform, but if they didn't, they can always go to our website at www.debateamongstfriends.com to review this episode as well as all the previous. Be sure to tune in mañana as we go over more news, more analysis, and the reads.